Well, good morning. Number of new faces out there, a lot of familiar ones. For those who don't know, my name is Trey Light. I am a postulant at Suwannee and this St. Paul's, my home parish and my sending parish. So first, I would like to give thanks to God for giving me or blessing me with a parish and rectors that have been so supportive of my call and so long and winding of a road that call and that road has been. While I have only been back in seminary this past year, it is only too fresh in my mind, the tearful Sunday only a little over 4 years ago, in which I was given a picture of the St. Paul's stained glass that was in my office at St. John's in Roanoke and now is above my study desk in Suwannee. But I left here to follow a call to youth ministry at St. John's there in Roanoke for 3 years before returning to Suwannee after a little bit of a break there. So, a little bit of an inside baseball about that time in my life. When I answered the call to youth ministry, it was almost 4 years removed from my first year of seminary. And as many of you know, I was volunteering here with the youth. I had worked for Nationwide Insurance for a little while and then had gone to work with Rise Against Hunger, formerly Stop Hunger Now. I loved that work. I loved it when I was part-time and I was doing it full-time. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to have worked for them full-time. And I think in my heart would have had a bit of regret had I not been given that opportunity, that break between seminary to be able to come back and to serve in a ministry where I gathered people, St. Paul's being a group of those people, with many churches from all over Southwestern and even West Virginia, to gather, to pack meals, to feed people, feed starving children, that would also allow them an opportunity to get an education. I've only had one calling greater than that in my life, and that was the calling to return to the path for ordained ministry. While I obviously very much lived into that call of working for Rise Against Hunger, it did make things a little difficult from time to time to hear the call and understand when it was time for me to return back to seminary and to, God willing, an ordained career. So, when I was leaving Lynchburg, because I was considering following to another warehouse, leaving Lynchburg, leaving Southwest Virginia, and seeing how far and how long it would take for me to return to that call. However, with prayer about this, and before I could even really start looking at different warehouses, God made that call very clear on my life. After a youth at convention, which is the annual large youth event we have down at Roanoke, Reverend Eric Long, who's the rector down there, had a meeting with me and had just had an opening. And so after about 4 years removed from seminary and wondering where this call was going to take me next, it appeared that there was a very strong call that as much good work as I had done for Rise Against Hunger, it was time to return to a more focused path within the church. So with much prayer, many discussions with both the rectors by, as well as my boss at the warehouse and a number of other people, it was clear that my ministry here was done and it was time to go back to a more focused life at St. John's. And so now, 3 years removed from here at St. John's in Roanoke, and then 1 year at seminary, and then just finishing up 10 weeks of being a chaplain at a hospital in Harrisonburg, Virginia, I now come back to you soon with a fiance who will remain in Roanoke, but soon to return back to Suwannee for my second year there of education. So again, thank you very much for having me here. And so I would imagine at this point you're asking, right, Trey, so where do these life events have to do with today's reading? Well, I appreciate your patience and giving you a little update on all of that. From time to time, I find a struggle to find the thread between Old Testament, Psalm, New Testament, and Gospel, to find what that common theme is between all of these things. And just as for me, it was made very clear 4 years ago that it was time for me to leave Rise Against Hunger and to go into full-time ministry at St. John's and then eventually back to seminary, it was impossible for me to miss this time the thread of the feast, of the great Eucharist that runs through all four of today's readings. Starting with the final verse of the psalm, "Taste and see that the Lord is good, and happy are they who trust in him." Followed by 1 Kings, when Elijah, who was very weary from his own call and is questioning what that next step is. Previously, Elijah's life has been threatened for some of the things that he's done there in Israel. And so he is at his wit's end and is tired and wants to lay down and wants to die. And that heavenly feast comes down and tells him, your call is not done, your race is not run. You can eat, rest, eat again, but now it's time to go back to work. Then finally in Ephesians, where we are encouraged to change our ways, to be imitations of Christ, as just as Christ was that great sacrifice made for our sakes and for redemption. And then finally in the gospel, where Jesus states it very clearly that he is the bread of life, and that by participating in his feast, we will live forever. Through all of this, as we are here in the time after Pentecost, we are encouraged to remember these things, encouraged to change and do these things with the greater glory that comes through the salvation and the power of the Holy Spirit that is in the Eucharist that we will share here today. This is a feast of change, a change in our lives because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that was a change to the entire world order. His coming back and the eternal life that is promised through his message is one that has to change us, has to change the entire world. And this is the good news of a sacrifice that has been made to redeem the whole world. It does not mean that these changes, as Christ has called us to, are easy. But in this holy sacrament, it does mean that we can be sure of God's presence and the love within us. It is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. And that trusting in this, we are assured it is a source for strength and encouragement as we change our ways, and as we reach out to our neighbors and encourage them also to experience this redemption and love of God, to come together and taste the goodness that is the Lord's feast. So, especially after a very long period of time where we might not have been able to gather together to celebrate in such a Eucharist, for one reason or another, I'm very glad and very happy to be here with all of you today to share in this feast of change, this feast of redemption, this feast of salvation that comes through Christ, and look forward to sharing it with you this morning. Amen.